more glorious than Vaikunth also. By what? Why he is glorious? Because in Vaikunth there is no Janma.
No birth.
But in Braja, Janmana, Krishna has, you have taken birth here. Not only for that, in Braja, you Braja means you walk, you run, you do so many pastimes. There are no father and mother in Vaikuntha. But here you have Nanda and Yashoda as father mother, and by that one father and mother you not satisfied, so you met so many persons like his father in Brahma one day. When Brahma stole the cows,
calves.
Then Krishna became
calves
and boys, cowherds. And then he tasted the vatsalya ras by so many fathers and mothers. And after that he became calves, and so many lakhs and lakhs cows become her mother. And yet he was not satisfied, went in door to door to gopis to receive vatsalya ras there also. So these pastimes are not in Vaikuntha. He also went to Gocharan. No Gocharan in Vaikuntha. He played with so many cowherds. Not in Vaikuntha. Only one Lakshmi is there.
Only one?
One. One or three?
Sri Bhulila.
Sri Bhulila. Are you okay? I'm going to go to the house. But there, in Vaikuntha, no such pastimes. There became rash, no rash in Vaikuntha. So, in Vaikuntha, we don't see any Nandan Kanan like Vrindavan. Nandan Kanan, Nandan means Krishna Kanan, Vrindavan. We have no description there as flowers and so many things. Jamuna River, Giriraj Govardhan or anything. But here we see that so many beautiful things. So, Braj is most glorious than Vaikuntha. Srayat Indira Swasvadatrahi. Indira means Sampada and Sampad Adhisthatri Devata. Sampad means wealth. And goddesses of wealth, both. And both have come in Indira, and that Indira, which is the worshipable of all Brahma, Shankara and all, here giving service in Vrindavan. Actually, Kamala or Indira is the master of Vaikunth. But here that queen of Vaikunth is serving in so many ways in Braja.
Maharaj, but I thought she could not enter. I thought that Lakshmi could not enter Braja, even though she tried.
Gopis are mad in Prem. So they are telling like so.
They are appreciating the opulence of Vrindavan.
Really, this is the description of Vrindavan. That being so much Aswarji Bhumi Vaikuntha. Vrindavan is so sweet and so fragrant and so in every way that Vaikuntha does not will not be compared to Vrindavan, to a dust of Vrindavan. That is the main thing. And there they are telling in Prem Mada that by the cause of this Indira is always, Saswat means always, in Vrindavan. All are so much glad and Anandapurna. Anandapurna, you know?
Full of bliss.
Full of?
Bliss.
But only when we are so unhappy in this Vrindavan, only when we. So, only we, in whole Vrindavan, all are happy, but only one, we the gopis, and who gopis? Tavaka. Tavaka means power, Tavaka. Power means yours.
Your gopis.
Your gopis. Your gopis means you have taken us as yours. And we also think that we are yours. But it has been told in sorrow, in separation. Otherwise, Sri Ramati Radhika Paksha, they see that Krishna is ours. And Chandrauli thinks that we are Krishna's. Srimati Radhika cannot tell like so. So it seems that this is
Chandravali's
side, this sloka has been done.
But it could be taken either way.
Another way it can be taken. So we are feeling so much separation. And that anyone has not got yet dukkha like, kast like us. What? Anyone?
And no one is suffering like us.
Suffering like us.
Miserable condition.
In past also. And in future also, anyone will not be unhappy like us. Now we want to daita drishyatan. Drishyatan means too many.
They either see you or that you should see us.
Both the meanings are hidden. Drishyatan means you should see us. And other meaning that you should come out in our front and we will see you, we'll look you. Both the meaning. First, you should see me. That this meaning is that you should see us only one time. We pray. Why you are praying? Because we are dying. Why you are dying? We are dying that you have not seen gopis like us. So you should see us and make your eyes fulfilled. That is why. In the last chapter, we have read that Aknatang Phalam, Phalamidam, Na Param Vidama, that sloka. You remember that sloka? That it has been told that gopis are telling to Krishna that when you see us by the corner of your eyes and we do archan by our eyes, If anyone will see that scene, then the successful of these eyes are there. And we have described that, explained that sloka in so many various things. And lastly, we explained that Radhika, you are saying towards Radhika, when Srimati Radhika is playing on flute, and you see by the corner of, and Radhika is seeing you from the core of her eyes, and you become puzzled. Your mukuti is going on,
falling down,
or Pitambara is also going, her eyes are successful. But here, we are dying. Why you are dying? We want that you should see us. Why? Because if you will see us, your eyes will be successful. You will think that I have not seen a scene like this. Why, I will see tomorrow, a day after tomorrow and other day? No. Because our this Kishore Avastha may go. Today we are in Kishore Avastha. Because the age which goes away never returns. Galoje Divas Nasibe Ar. Ebe Krishna ki hobe upar. Have you read this kirtan? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, taking the side of gopis. Galo je divas, the days of this body. Today we are fit and we are excess beautiful and lovely and sweet and fragrant, so soft. But tomorrow, a day after tomorrow, it may go. So you are thinking that you have not seen us. You should see today and make your eyes perfect. So you are so, such. Vishwanath Chakravarti has telling, but he has told?
Not that point.
He has told perhaps something. What he has told?
No, he tells another thing.
What?
He says, if in response to the word, just look, Krishna asks, what should I look at? They say, your devotees are looking for you. Don't doubt. Why are these gopis allowing themselves to suffer distress for so long? This doubt they answer, our life heirs have been offered to you by ourselves.
Oh. He has not given all these things. These are sacred things. So beautiful things these are. Perhaps he has not understand all these things. Those are
the person
translated in English.
No.
Here is this thing. We can derive all these things from this explanation, but he cannot do. He has not done.
He can only translate the words.
Words only, not their mood and inner meanings. Meanings are these.
One time you were explaining some verses from this Gita, and you said that Krishna had left because he wanted to see the gopis actually go to express their affection.
The thing is that when I read, I have new and new one. What I have told, I don't remember. But now, I remember the most important thing. And it may be that after some days, I may discover some more and more things in here. One kind of explanation, but the readers and those who do anusilan, they can derive so many things in heart. Like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Before him, unke pehle
Shri Swami
and all others, but they could not touch these things before Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. There are Vichanvate, last word, Vichanvate. Oh yes, look up, look, Nisi, we are searching you, I am searching, and we are feeling so much separation for you. Why you are searching me? Malli, to show us to you, you should see. If you will see one time towards us, your eyes, yourself, you will be successful in this world. Because in this world, there is nothing beautiful and sweet than us. Why you are doing so? There are 10. Because we have accepted you, ours, and you have accepted us, tavaka. Tavaka means yours. And you are saying that we are getting so much suffering. We are feeling so much suffering. And this suffering is only for you, not for us. We are suffering. They are telling that if we will not see, we will die. Because our jivan will be, jivan means our
birth. Our birth. Our life.
No. Our this time, young age, and Kishore Avastha, will be done. Done?
Completed.
Finished.
So we are dying for this, that we cannot show our this thing to you. Yet we are yours, but you have not seen it. This is the cause of our separation.
So Krishna.
Okay. Then Krishna telling that you have become Unmadini, and that is why you are telling. Unmadini, you know?
Mad. Crazy.
There is so much difference between madness and Unmad, no? You feel it? There is so much difference between madness and Unmadini. Madness has nothing here.
Mad based on love.
And this, so much webs of love here in Unmad. Gopis are telling that if we are Unmadini, but you have done, and the dosh is yours, not of ours.
It is your fault.
Not our fault. So you should die. You should die. Gopis are telling, they say, we are not dying because of you. Because we have given our dhrita asava. Dhrita asava is sab. Dhrita asava. Asava means pran. Pran means
life.
Life here. We have given everything to you. And we are feeling separation and we are going to die. But we cannot die also. We are doing like chatpat.
Restless,
always restless. Then you should die. How can we die? Because we have given everything and my life into you. And you are seeing us that they are feeling separation and so much sorry, and they are burning in viraha anal,
fire
of separation. And you seeing this, you are so much happy, you are feeling so much happiness. And at that time, this pranvayu is under you. So they are living there with full happiness. If our pran were in our body, then they would have been burnt. Kabhi ke jal gaye hote. Kabhi ke jal gaye hote, mane? They have been burnt
As before, as long ago.
Long before. But they are very smoothly and happily, they are residing in your heart, in you. So we are not dying also. And you want that we should suffer and seeing that you will be very happy. We see it. And that is why you have gone out of sight. If you will die, then you will not feel happiness because there are none who can act like us. So you take our prana in you, and we could not die. We are not dying. The explanation of Jiva Goswami is some difference. I'm telling only their specialities. What here Daite. What
beloved. We don't have Jiva Goswami's.
But I'm telling some facts from that, which are important. Almost all the same. But something very in a two or three lines I will tell. Why you kept?
So I can listen more intently.
That is listening.
Daite by Jiva Goswami.
Daite.
We only have beloved.
Daite means has so many meanings. Daite means anukampate. Anukampa means mercy. You are daite. We are so much feeling separation. We are unhappy. So seeing us, you should be merciful to us. Because you are daite. Daite means you have the treasure of mercy.
Daya.
Daya. So daite. Or daite means chittam adatte. Those who tax anyone's heart, chitta, is daita. Daita means a poet, his name is Kheeraswami. From Kheeraswami he is giving that meaning. That daita means chittam adaita. You have taken our heart. So you are daita. Really, the meaning is that daita means lover, who can give her his everything to daita. Daita means those who are beloved to that daita. So here he is telling that gopis are telling this shloka weeping, so that Krishna may heard this and he will have mercy upon them. Especially the mercy comes to whom? Who can weep bitterly for anyone. So he, as mother and father, they give up all these things when his child weeps. So gopis are weeping so that Krishna may hear. And they were not weeping in that jungle. Jungle means
forest.
But they have come out of forest and on the bank of Yamuna. So their voice, their weeping will not affect by trees and all other things, by mountain or anything. So wherever Krishna will be, their voice will go there and he will heard that they are weeping, so he should certainly come and give darshan to them. This is Daite. And Chittam Adatte, you have taken our heart, Daita. Please, but
return
that
stolen
property you should give. So he has. Then he is telling that in this whole world, in this Brahma created world, mane Bhuvan, Chauda Bhuvan, 14 loks, there is no actual prem. If that prem will be in anyone, he at once will die. And if he does not die, then he will certainly be mad. And he will be no use of in this world. No? He is telling, explaining that in this world there is no prem. Krishna is telling, no prem here. And if there was prem in you, then how you can be alive? So actually, no prem in you. Then in this return, the gopis are answering, Dhrita Sava, that our life we have given to you, or you have stolen away our this life, so we may die, but as you have taken this and they are very pleasantly in you, so we are not dying. This only explanation extra he has done. Next, Sarad Udasai, one slope more. Katol. One hour? Like?
Yeah, because it's 9:50. In 10 minutes you have to go.
Kramasha, gradually,
it's, in order.
Very good, slokas will come here. Now they are bending their Mangalacharan. They are opening things. But we will gradually go up and their mood will be also so good and sweet.
When you return to Mathura, there should be some plan that you can continue. Some of these devotees will still be there. Will you continue to do this?
What? The food dust of gopis.
But we must learn from them.
We are only Kanishta third class sadhak.
Like the third floor is higher than the first floor.
You should inspire me so that I can.
We want to do that, but you must let us come to see you.
You should come. I will try.
Because
I will not give you so easily.
Already it is not easy. It's already very difficult.
I'm giving you what?
So low because this.
Yeah, great. We are making some plan how to trap you. We are thinking deeply on this
point. I know.
We have brought a delegation of senior leaders.
It takes many of us to tackle you alone. There's only one of you, but still, even with all of us together, we are no match. But we see that even one Mathuravasi can easily capture you.
Even if they
your Gurudeva has captured, and he has taken a word at the last moment, and I am tired actually. Sometimes I feel that I am serving him by doing so. I feel in my heart. So I do these things. I don't care for my times, bhajan, sadhana. I am only coming and doing. If he would bestow his mercy to me and tell my Gurudev also to bestow his mercy, because they were friends, bosom friends. I have seen them laughing together hours. Both were joke cutting persons. They used to joke. For my teeth and others.
That will be done
if I am going in a day, I will try to give you time here and there. Anyhow. But I should see that my face should not be warm.
No, I agree. Let us see how you are feeling.
I want to give, but this is something.
I have some good medicine for that.
What you can do?
Bhavoshadi.
You should give me also and to Satsang Maharaj.
Head medicine.
Yes. He's telling that he has.
Yes. He's telling that he's a doctor.
Because he may have used to his spiritual master.
True, it is true. So we will come and treat you this afternoon.
Dhanurdhar Swami is also not absent?
I think they have taken Maharaj's remnants at Mahamantra's house and they are out of sense.
You have taken also? All of you have taken also because Bhujandru is still something from there, I think.
By associating means they have left this grid and went. So don't associate with me. Sarad udasaye sadhu jata sat sarasiyo udar sri musajisa suratanathate asulkadasika Varada Nignato Nehakin Vada. Again.
Saradudasaye Sadhujat Sat Sarasi Yodhar Sri Rusadusa Suratanathate Asulkadasika Varadanibhinato Nehakim Saradudasaye. Now in the first slok, Gopiraj is telling that we are searching you, and in searching we are getting so much separation, and we are burning from that separation, kamagni. Kamagni, you know?
Fire of desire.
We are burning. So Krishna is telling that what unhappiness I have given to you, what calamity I have, calamity means dukkh, what calamity I have given to you. They are telling that you are killing us. Are you not killing? They are watching. Only killing by any weapon is not killing. There are some other things by which anyone can kill a man or anyone. You are killing by nayan, drisha. Drisha, huh? Are killing us by drisha. You are not, it is not the fact that you are giving us dukkha, unhappiness. What is the appropriate word?
Unhappiness.
Yes. But you are also killing us. And that is sarad udasaye sadhujat sat. That by drisha, sadhu jat sat sarasi jo udar si musa drisha. Drisha means this kamala name, your
lotus
eyes. Lotus eye. Your eyes are as lotus. By that lotus eyes, you are killing us. Krishna told, how are you are killing? Because you, Suratanath, you are Suratanath. You are Suratanath. Suratanath means, what is the meaning of
Suratanath? Lord of love.
Huh?
Lord of love. The Lord.
Lord.
The Lord,
Lord
the,
of love.
The Lord.
Lord. Lord of
love. Lord of love.
The, here, not only thing. Surat means, what is the meaning of Surata? You know, you have heard this slok, this word Surata. Surat means, what to tell? You know? What is the meaning?
I can't say.
Surat means,
yes,
when Naika and Naika meets quite alone.
Talking intimately.
Not talking, but everything there. Not talking is Bilas. And Surata. Rata means mixing together. Su means especially. By all kind mixing both. No difference in that. That is, Surat is in pahila hi raga nayana bhanga bhela. When Rasik Shekhar, Krishna and Mahabhava Sarupa Radhika meets together and become one in every respect, chitta, body, atma, soul, everything, yes, then it is called su-rata. Rata means to...
Asat.
Rata, he is active anything, Rata. And Surata, Sushmane, in all way to meet together. That is called Sambhog Lila. So that is Surata Natha. You create Surat Uddipana in us by these eyes. And then again you meet. How you meet? Surata Natha, Mane Lord of Surat. And again Nath means to beg anything. Nath. To beg Surat from us by eyes. First you are begging by crooked, by the core of your eyes, and you do Uddipana, that bhav in us, and then we become mad, and that at that time we have nothing to think. You take everything Vivek. Vivek means?
Discrimination
means?
Considering what is right and what is wrong.
Everything. This is discrimination. He takes every times of discrimination. At that time, we are not in a mood to think whether it is bad or good. What you wake, we at once become ready to give that thing. So Surata and Surata Natha, begging of Surat, that is Surata Natha.
There's a conversation between Radha and Krishna that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written.
These things. Surata Kathamritam. That is a book.
This is the same.
This is the same. Also, in little book Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, what book is? Krishna Bhavanamrita. Na Chotto.
Prem Sankuta.
Not Prem Sankuta. That book, Sankalpa Kalpa, very little book. First slok, yaad hai? First slok, this is second slok. Vrindavaneshwari Bayor Gunarupa Leela Sandarya Karuna Vadehi Dasi Bhavami. Good memory, your. And the next, Krishna, that we are going to meet Srimati Radhika. And when see Krishna, and he at once returns, and then I will catch hold of his clothes and will forcibly take to Krishna, and Krishna will. That is called Surata Leela. Krishna is ocean of Surat. And also Natha, not two meanings, one begging and one master of Surat. And third is also. Third meaning is that Santapayate. Giving Santap. Santap means Dukkha. Tap, you know? Tap means to give heat. By any word, by anything. To give calamity. To give unhappiness.